This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 37 for August 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Wednesday morning following the release of Stat Canada's report on principal field crops. The November canola contract gives up $2.20 at $596.80 per ton, and the January contract also loses $2.20 at $607.10 per ton. Stat Canada revises its canola production number for 2023-24, raising it to 19.2 million tons from 18.3 million. And for 2024-25, StatCan pegs canola output at 19.5 million tons, compared to the 18.6 million projected earlier this year. Also, StatCan places all wheat production for 2024-25 at 34.4 million tons, with durum at 6 million. Additional pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Modest losses in crude oil are weighing on oilseed values. There are some concerns in the market that the Canadian government's move to hike tariffs on electric vehicles from China, as well as aluminum and steel, could see China retaliate against Canada, possibly targeting canola. As of June, Canada has exported nearly 4.5 million tons of canola to China, by far Canada's largest customer. Manitoba reports its overall harvest is 8% complete, with the province's canola harvest at 3% finished. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 74.28 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture reports three private sales this morning. One is for 264,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. Another is for 100,000 tons of new crop corn to Colombia. The third is for more than 165,700 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. A large part of the U.S. Midwest received rain overnight. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The November contract gives up 4.5 cents at $9.82 per bushel. October soy oil is virtually unchanged at 40.76 cents per pound. October soy meal dips 80 cents at $310.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn is unchanged at $3.93 per bushel. December oats gained 7 cents at $3.22. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December adds 7 cents at $5.42.5. Kansas City December increases 6 cents at $5.52.5. And Minneapolis December is up 8.5 cents at $5.83. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.